ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our topic for today is something that is not really discussed very often, and that is the Islamic law of inheritance. It is such an important topic. It impacts on every person's life, male, female, rich, poor, adult and child. There is no person who can say it does not impact upon me. Thus, my dear listeners of CII, we should realize that Deenul Islam is a complete deen. We have our masjid here, we have our homes, our houses, so we have a foundation. That foundation is our beliefs. We believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all the messengers alayhimu salatu wassalam, all the angels and so forth and so on. So that is our foundation, non-negotiable. Our first wall is our ibadat, our salat, our namaz, our siyam, our fasting, zakat and so forth. Our second wall is our tijarat, our business ethics, how we are buying, selling, hiring and all these type of things, rentals. So that will be our second wall. The third wall will be our muashara. How do we interact with people? How do I interact with my wife, with my children, with my neighbors, Muslim or non-Muslim? So all that Islam has given us, our politics, all that comes in there. And the fourth wall is our akhlaq, our character, our mannerism. So how do we portray ourselves? How do we portray Islam? So now when we have the shell, we have the foundation, we have the walls. So what else is left? We need the roof, we need the ceiling. And that is where all of us come in. And that is our implementation, our practicing on it. Islam is not a theory. Islam is a practical way of life. It gave us laws regarding whilst we are alive. It gave us laws post-death as well. I lost my parents, I lost my brothers, I lost my father-in-law, his body dear. You lost people who are near and dear to you. Tomorrow we know we also have to leave this world. So what does Islam say? So Islam teaches us first thing. Every one of us, male and female, should make sure that we have a will. And in our South African context, why is it important to have a will? Because Allah forbid, if a person passes away intestate, intestate means without a will, then the law of the land will apply, which definitely is against Islam. And the consequences are very severe, brothers and sisters. Surah 4, verse number 14. Make a mental note of it. Afterwards, in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, go and see what Almighty Allah is telling us. In Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. All this has to do with inheritance. When a person disobeys Almighty Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go beyond the limit, either inheriting more than their stipulated share, Or either we go and manipulate the figures in such a manner that we deprive the yatama, the ma'asum children, or anybody else. يُدْخِلُهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Almighty Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long time, Allah forbid. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such a person is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So first point, we're coming to the weekend. You should be sitting with your family, I should be sitting with my family, and let us discuss this issue. What are my assets? I'm at your house, you are at my house. Today if you ask the person to these curtains, to who they belong to, this carpet, who it belongs to, everything in the house, you will see the husband look at the wife will look at the husband, both parties are smiling, but we don't know who it belongs to. So every item we must know who is the owner Islamically. Because when that person passes away, that will form and constitute part of the estate of that deceased person. So first thing I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, each one of us, if we are registering our marriages, we register ANC, nothing to do with a political party, anti-nuptial contract, excluding the accrual system, have your Islamic world ready, and then in that way at least we have started the path going the right way. Now I drop dead now. Then what happens? So the first thing that will happen will be the expenses regarding the burial, the funeral, the kafan, the shrouding, the grave, everything we have to pay for. The hearse, it doesn't go on zamzam water, we have to pay for all that. So remember, all this are the funeral expenses, and that will come out from the estate of the deceased. Yes, if the son, the daughter, family member, friend says no, I will pay everything on behalf of this deceased, it's fine, Islam accepts it. But the rule was that the person will pay from his own estate. Somebody else wants to pay, Islam has no problem with that. So we work in that sequence. Number two is the death of the deceased. What is common today in our society? Our society, because people are very emotional. I just lost my father, I lost my mother. So let us start giving charity. Give a musalla to the masjid. Give some Quran sharif to the madrasa. Give a borehole in the township. It's very good. But remember, brother, that is not what is the priority and the criteria at that time. The priority at that time are the deaths of the deceased. It's my father, my mother, listen to what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tughla'an. The hadith in Muslim Ahmad and Tirmidhi Sharif. That deceased person will not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless the deaths have been paid. And brothers, believe you me, this includes our personal debts and our business debts. You are running your big corporate, your shop or factory, whatever it is. We know what is your proportionate share. So expedite the payment of debts. To be honest, my brothers and sisters in Islam, oh esteemed listeners of CII, the best thing to do is we don't get caught up in the capitalistic trap. And what is that? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ad-dayn wal-kufr. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufr wal-dayn. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from blasphemy, kufr and debts. The Sahaba were amazed, astonished. They said, Ya Rasulullah, so wait the dayn bil kufr. You almost put on par debts and disbelief and blasphemy. Qala na'am. He said, yes, the hadith in Sunan Nasa'i. To show us a true Muslim will try and lead a life where we're not involved in debts. So that is the ideal. But in the business world, sometimes it doesn't work. So we have to take loans, we have to buy goods on credit and what have you, it's fine. But make sure we have the means to pay it also. Don't prolong it. Justice delayed is justice denied. So make sure, brothers. So the death of the deceased, we must expedite it and pay quickly. Number three is wasiya. Wasiya is when none is, and the maximum amount is 1/3 of the total estate. Now how will that be? I am born in Babatar and I am reading my salat here in this masjid, mashallah. So I say I want to bequeath 10,000 rand to this masjid. I want to bequeath 5,000 rand, 20,000 rand to the madrasa. I want to bequeath to this person, that person, my neighbor. A neighbor, you know, was so good to me. It can be a non-Muslim neighbor. Look at the magnanimity of Islam. Imagine in your world, you can even write this, that I'm not speaking of inheritance, I'm speaking of what you bequeath. If you write down that that person was working for you for 5, 10, 30, 40 years, your neighbor was always so good, even though he's a non-Muslim. So you wrote there, give him or her 5,000 rand, 10,000 rand, that is acceptable in Islam. Therefore today, the people are telling us 20th January 2017 is a historic day. The inauguration of the 45th president is taking place in America. Many of you listen to CII and I'm live on air now and the world is listening. We say, Mr. Trump, you don't hold the Trump card. We as Muslims throughout the world, we hold the Trump card. It is our duty as Muslims to influence the lives of people, to touch the lives of people. We never go into any country and be apologetic. We never go to any country and say we want to be influenced by them. Say, I will go as the ambassador of Islam. I'll try my level best to touch their hearts, to show them what true Islam is. And then you juxtapose and compare it with our system of Islam, which is divine, and your system, which is man-made, and then you be the judge and see which system is better for humanity and posterity. That is the challenge we give everywhere. In any aspect, you want to discuss economics, you want to discuss politics, you want to discuss sociology, any aspect we prepare to discuss. So Islam, my brothers, is teaching you how you can even show your non-Muslim neighbor or employee, I haven't forgotten you in my world. Imagine the beauty of Islam. But maximum 1/3. And fourth one, the shares of the heirs. Now let's take some practical lessons. Today many of us are, mashallah, the Muslim Ummah, many millionaires and billionaires and so forth. My first advice to you is this. Make sure you have a will ready. And it must be according to the Sharia. Second one is this. That during your lifetime, you are the father, you are the dada, you are the paternal, the maternal grandfather. He is the man who will order upla. You know what is upla better than me. So he does everything in his pockets, you know, and a lot of other places. So what you should do is this. Gather your family, your children, your grandchildren, and give them during your hayati, during your lifetime. Let them take possession of it. This car is yours. This house is yours. The jewelry is yours. Not only verbally, they must take possession of it and no conditions attached. It's a donation, it's a gift, it's a present you are giving to them, to your beloved children. And O Ummah, when you give your children during your lifetime, then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Wattakullah wa adilu baina awladikum. That fear Almighty Allah and do justice amongst your children. So double signal 2-to-1 ratio becomes effective operational after death. But during your lifetime, when you are giving, then you give equally as far as possible. Easy example, Maulana, that my one daughter is married to a top shot scientist and doctor and pilot. My other daughter is married, I don't have children, so I'm just giving example. My other daughter is married to Maulana. So when I look at my one daughter, she's flying here, flying there, and they're getting 100,000, 1 million per month they're making. Bichara Maulvi sahab, now you know the wages, I'm not passing judgment, brothers. So I say, hey, I better give double to my daughter because of circumstances. So that is permissible, there is no problem regarding that, because it is not based on favoritism, it is based on circumstances. So look at the Islamic system, how beautiful it is. Next thing we need to do, our mother sisters, 90% of them, they totally oblivious of these things. You ask our wives, our mothers, our sisters, do you have your will ready? They say, yeah, the husband got everything fixed up. Raise your will. Remember our wives, they have their jewelry, they have their cars, they have their assets. What about their will? So we need to ensure that their will is also ready. Next one, remember as I mentioned just now, every item in the house, in the shop, overseas, whether it's onshore or offshore, remember we must know to who it belongs. I am involved in these things every day. Now I am coming to Barberton, a person phoned me and there's some problem, husband, wife, this, that, all. But long story short, I have seen families totally disintegrate just because of the money. I want that car and I won't give it to you. I want that shop and I'm not giving it to anybody. People usurp the rights of their own biological mother. Uncles usurp the rights of their own nephews. So remember, there's great warning for this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. When a person devours the right of the orphans, they filling their bellies with fire, Quran says. And this is in dunya, and in the year after they dispatch to the blazing fire. So brothers, my message is very short, very straightforward, very easy. Every one of us, where there's a world, there's a way. So make sure we have our world. And to ensure your wife is properly taken care of, so during your lifetime, tell your wife, oh honey, take this money and don't make conditions. Don't make conditions. I'm giving you this, but you must do this. You can't do that. Once you gave it to her, it's hers, and now it is part of her property. And the last message I want to give you, brothers of Barberton, and all the esteemed listeners of CII. This money which Almighty Allah has blessed us with, Quran is teaching us. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good unto others as Almighty Allah has done good to you. Look at the plight of the Ummah. There's no time, inshallah, tonight I'll speak about some of those things. If you go today to Burma, Myanmar, you will find our Muslim women gang raped. You will find the children being tortured, murdered, thrown in the fire in front of their parents. You will find the men being tortured, killed. The Muslim Ummah is silent. United Nations is silent. Now you must remember, when it's gone beyond the limit, some people are making noises. Go to the land of Biladul Sham, Syria, and see what the Kafir Shia regime has done. They have removed 7 million people and made them Usara. They have made them refugees. One of the greatest land of Islam. And we are our children today. You must remember, when they speak of the migrant crisis and they anchor these countries, Europe or wherever, remember there's an ulterior motive. The worldly motive is we will use them as cheap labor. And those who have another agenda, we will make them and turn them into Christians. Think about it seriously, my brothers. Why not? You take your own money. Go to those countries yourself. Go and see. I give you one example. I'll speak about it tonight. Ramadan 2016. I was in Uruguay, South America. Whole country, 4 million people. 1,000 Muslims. The whole country is not a single masjid. We have countries today in the world. There's not one masjid. And we have the resources. We have the means. Why not, Ya Allah, use me, use my wealth, use my family. Ya Allah, I can do something for your deen, for your love and your pleasure, O Almighty Allah. That is what we should be doing. Now when our youth, they see, Then they see father is also the whole day changing cell phones, changing cars, doing this. So the son also wants to do that. But when we change our priorities a little bit, say, beta, I'll give you the best. But let us do a little bit, 1%, 0.5%, use to empower this ummah. Use for the people who are suffering. Who is there for the yatama, the orphans of the Muslim ummah? Today's world, we have the most amount of orphans in the world, believe you me. We have the most amount of refugees in the world. We have the most amount of divorcees and widows in the world. Who is there for them? So I beg you, brothers, during your lifetime and even in your world, leave a small share and see what Allah will do for you. May Almighty Allah open our hearts. May Almighty Allah make our khatimah and ending on iman. And may Almighty Allah use us for the upliftment of his deen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.